And thanks for tuning in to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. You hear that music, you know that it's time for another edition of the Galaxy of the Stars interviews with me, Eric Ryder. And in this segment, it's one of my favorite segments to do because this is where I get to talk to some of my favorite show hosts here on Alternative Talk 1150. And today is no exception. We're talking to Kim Arellano of Arellano Consulting, but also, of course, of Walk the Talk with Kim, which is a relatively new program here on the station. It airs every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And I'll let you in on a little secret here. We're taping this interview just after we just wrapped up with the live show, the Walk the Talk with Kim show, again, Wednesdays at 4, and you definitely need to tune in. So, Kim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. And I say it was a relatively new show, but the show's been on for a few months now.
Yeah, I started my first show in early May, and I was part of the Chat with Women Network and broke off. Boy, I think it was in November, I think, is when I started doing the weekly show because I just loved it so much. And we switched the format a little bit to focus on community-based and nonprofit organizations.
Fantastic. Well, that's the title, Walk the Talk with Kim. And tell me a little bit about that title. What were you thinking with that? I mean, it's a catchy title.
Thanks.
And, of course, walk and talk rhyme, which is always a good thing. But
the alliteration with Kim also worked. Sounded, we like the walk the talk with Kim.
That's right. I like it too.
Originally, we were going to call it Connect the Dots, Connecting the Dots with Kim. But I kept getting this Pee Wee Herman vision. If you ever saw Pee Wee Herman in the morning about connecting the dots, la, la, la. It's probably lost on a lot of people.
Right.
But every time I heard connecting
one.
The dots, I kept thinking of Pee Wee. So I couldn't go with that one. But walk the talk. What we really were trying to look for in a title was something that was a call to action for our community to really understand why our nonprofits and community-based organizations are the lifeblood of our community and where we live, and why it's so important that we all have at least some connection to or pulse on the health and vitality of that community. And so Walk the Talk is a call to action for everyone to pay some attention to what's going on in those communities and make sure that we're supporting them the best we can.
So each week on the show, you focus on a different nonprofit. Do you prefer that title or that word over, say, the word charity? Does it make a difference to you?
Well, I hadn't even thought about it. I don't think I've used the word charity or thought about the word charity. No, I mean, I think that nonprofits, people understand what that means. And nonprofit is also a bigger, and that's why I also add and community organizations, because there are community organizations out there that are not nonprofit. And it's not necessarily that they're for profit. They may be a loose association of individuals that have gotten together for a common purpose or to explore an idea. And I did want to make sure we included those folks as well. When you say nonprofit, there's a lot of nonprofits, again, that fall outside of the bailiwick of charity. So it's a bigger swath, I guess, of organizations to focus on.
And why nonprofits? I mean, if you want to be profitable, it seems like focusing on nonprofits would be maybe the wrong way to go. But seriously, why specifically nonprofits as your focus for the program?
When you look at the ecosystem as it exists today in humanity, there are as many people that are operating in nonprofit organizations and community-based organizations and government organizations in our school systems and our school districts. I mean, hundreds of thousands of millions of people make up this infrastructure and ecostructure that supports big business and vice versa. All of us are working together in this fish tank. And we have to make sure that all of the fish are healthy. You know, if the bumblebees were to disappear off the planet, we would all die. So why is it important to focus on a bumblebee? And I think it's that same kind of concept when we look at nonprofits and community-based organizations. It's not only because you're torn by the plight of hunger mm-hmm. or by, you know, animals that don't have homes. I mean, all of those things, when we look at it, are critical and important for us on an emotional level to make sure that we're addressing. But you can also get overwhelmed by it because there is so much suffering that is happening out there. But there's so much good that's happening out there.
Right.
But even if you take all that emotionality out of it, it is imperative for people that are in corporations and business organizations to make sure that nonprofits are healthy, because guess who's buying their services? Guess who's buying their product?
Right.
You know, AT&T, if all of the nonprofits were not profitable or all the nonprofits ceased to exist, AT&T would lose a lot of customers.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's important, yeah. I think, from an ecosystem perspective, that we look at it from a systematic perspective and take care of everybody as much as we can.
But is something that you feel is part of your life's work to spotlight, to bring attention to? Because I know you were very successful in the business world mm-hmm. Before you started the radio show. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that transition of trying to bring attention to nonprofits after being in a for-profit company
for
so long.
Yeah.
And now, of course, you've started your own company
right.
as well, which is your company nonprofit?
My company is not nonprofit, but that's only from state standards. If you ask my husband, we are absolutely a nonprofit organization.
I see.
That's how that kind of works.
But officially, paperwork-wise,
the plan is to, yes, pay my bills and to
Excellent.
Have more than macaroni and cheese
Excellent.
On my table. But no, it's not that bad. I am actually very blessed with some wonderful customers in both nonprofit, for-profit, and all points in between. I've got some really great clientele. So the question is, you know, why?
The question is, why focus on the nonprofits? Or do you feel like that's part of your life's work now that you're no longer working in a for-profit organization yeah. on a daily basis? You talked about on your show, mm-hmm. For instance, that, you know, how you got into radio and how you focus on nonprofits. But I'm just wondering, is it part of an overall vision to kind of bring attention to these folks that, you know, kind of work, you know, with a little fanfare and little attention, but are doing good work out there? Do you feel mm-hmm. like that's part of your mission in life?
I think, great question. And I think for me, what I recognized in myself is that I lived in my own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And my bubble consisted of me, my family, and my employees, and the profitability of the company. And that was pretty much it. And I began to really realize that the health of all of that really depended upon the school system. It depended mm-hmm. upon my husband getting a job, those kinds of things. But I also started to realize that it's not about me. It's really about we. And the more that I started to get engaged in looking into my community, I realized that my gift and my talent is I have a voice, and I'm able to communicate to people, and I'm able to inspire people, and I'm able to lead people. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that I've always been able to do.
Right.
And I felt that there are some incredible people in the nonprofit arena that offer the same types of skills. So it just opened itself up to a bigger cause that use my talents and my skills for something that really helps the community and helps people feel better, as opposed to schlepping phone equipment. Not that there's anything wrong with schlepping phone equipment.
Sure.
That is just as important. But I've done that. I did that for 20 years. It's time for someone who's young and hungry and wants to move up in that world and learn some incredible skills, which I did. I made some incredible friendships, had some wonderful, wonderful mentors that I'm still in contact with, and I'm paying it forward now. That's my lot in life right at the moment. And that might change in another 10 years, but for right now, the paths have just opened up for me to really give back into the community, and I'm being rewarded in so many different ways.
Well, I think it's great what you're doing, because
Thank you.
Again, as I say, I feel like there's a lot of folks out there that are doing hard work, not necessarily expecting any glory out of it. They're just doing what they think is right, or maybe it's just a job for them, whatever. But overall, the work ends up being something very important to the community, as you say. And I just think it's nice for those people to get some attention here and there, and to, you know, and especially when they're trying to do fundraising in these times, which can be very hard because it is very competitive for the dollars, whether it's for profit or nonprofit out there. Right. So I think anything we can do to kind of shine the light on some of the good work that's being done out there is a great thing.
There's some incredible ideas that are out there right now. And there are some incredibly smart people that are operating in a vacuum because they are so focused on their mission and their passion and what they're doing. And if I can come in and say, look at what they're doing and look what that group is doing and look what that group is doing, if those groups can communicate together or learn from each other, they might be able to create something that will help everybody.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of me. I'm kind of a jack of all trades. If I'm here able to connect people and to even have one listener out there say, hey, I've had an idea for so-and-so and there's a nonprofit that can really use that idea and that makes a connection, that's all I need. That's the reason and the purpose that I'm here.
It all comes back to us all being connected again. Well, yeah. I'll tell you one thing I really enjoy about your show, and I'm lucky enough to work with you on your show, is that it's actually very entertaining. You have a great sense of humor, and I think that really comes across in the interviews because, you know, as I say, it is important to shine a light on nonprofits and what they're doing. But, you know, from on paper, that could seem a little bit dry, you know, no offense. But on paper, just when you say, oh, okay, nonprofits, that could seem a little dry. But you as a host really make it very accessible for the listener, I think, because you've got a great sense of humor. And the guests kind of sense that as well, that this isn't going to be a purely academic exercise. You know, you have fun on the show. And I think that really comes across. You're not afraid to talk about the weather or whatever is going on in your life, you know what I mean? So it's not just like a lecture, you know, because you can get a lecture somewhere else, you know. This is a slice of life, I think. And I think that really comes across on your show. And I just want to shine a light on that, if you will.
Thank you.
Give props to you for that.
Thank you very much. When I coach the executive directors before they come on board, first of all, they have to be dynamic. And so I interview them up front. But when I coach them, when they come on board, I said, you know, if you're just coming on to ask for money, everybody's asking for money.
Right.
But I want to know about you because that's what's interesting to me. So it's nice to know that that's coming across on the radio because I'm trying to pull out of these folks their stories. And executive directors or anybody working for nonprofit, they are the most humble people you'll ever meet. So getting them to talk about themselves is kind of difficult. So the fact that that comes through, you can feel that authenticity and you can feel them being genuine. And it inspires me. And I think I'm just thrilled that that's coming through over the radio.
Well, I think it is, definitely. And
thank
I
you.
Hope our listeners feel the same way. And they can find out for themselves, of course, by tuning in every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on Alternative Talk 1150. And if you want to find out more about the show, you should definitely check out the website Walk the Talk with Kim. That's Walk the Talk with Kim. It couldn't be more simple than that.
Isn't that nice?
That is very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. And again, everybody, be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 4 here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.